Hi students, how are you? I hope you are all quite good. Imagine you have lent some money to your friend. He or she doesn't return it when you are really in need of it. What would you do? Would you forgive him or her? Would you punish him or her? Would you ignore him or her? Would you pity him or her? Or would you sympathize with him or her? Dear students, here is a poem that shows why mercy is the greatest virtue of all. Today, we will deal with that poem, Quality of Mercy. The poem Quality of Mercy is written by William Shakespeare. Quality of Mercy is an extract from the play The Merchant of Venice, written by William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare was regarded as the foremost dramatist of his time. He was born on April 23, 1564 in Stratford-on-Avon, United Kingdom. He was an English poet, playwright and actor. He wrote more than 30 plays. These are usually divided into four categories: comedies, tragedies, romances, and historical plays. His main works are Henry VI, The Comedy of Errors, Romeo and Juliet, Julius Caesar, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, The Tempest, etc. He also wrote 154 sonnets. Quality of Mercy is extracted from the play The Merchant of Venice. In this play, Portia comes to the court in disguise to save Antonio, a friend of her husband Bassanio. Here, Portia begs Shylock, a moneylender, for mercy. When he refuses to show mercy on Antonio, she quotes the quality of mercy as in this poem. First, I will read the poem Quality of Mercy for you. The quality of mercy is not strained, it drops as the gentle rain from heaven. Upon the place beneath, it is twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that takes. It is mightiest in the mightiest it becomes. The throned monarch better than his crown. His captor shows the force of temporal power. The attribute to awe and majesty, wherein does it sit the dread and fear of kings? But mercy is above this sceptered sway. It is enthroned in the heart of kings. It is an attribute to God Himself. And earthly power does then show likest God's when mercy seasons justice. Let us read each stanza. The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as the gentle rain from heaven. Upon the place beneath, it is twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that takes. It is mightiest in the mightiest it becomes. In this stanza, Portia says that mercy that we show on others should be shown naturally as rain falls from heaven on the earth. Such mercy blesses too the giver and the receiver. Hence, mercy becomes very mightiest, strongest thing in the world. The throned monarch better than his crown, his scepter shows the force of temporal power. The attribute to awe and majesty, wherein does sit the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above this scepter's sway. In this stanza, Portia says that king's power is more important than anything. His power is worldly, whereas mercy is divine. People respect king as just he has power which threatens them. But mercy is greater than king's power. Now let us move on to the next stanza. It is enthroned in the heart of kings. It is an attribute to God himself. And earthly power does then show likest God's when mercy seasons justice. This stanza tells us that mercy should be seated in a king's heart. The moment he becomes God himself, when mercy is blended with justice, the temporary power becomes like that of God. Dear students, I think you have understood very well. That's all for today. Thanks for listening to me. Thank you. Bye-bye.